Books on Tape presents Last Night I Dreamed of Peace, The Diary of Dung Thuy Trum by Dung Thuy Trum, translated by Andrew X. Pham, read by Kim I. Guest, with an introduction written and read by Francis Fitzgerald. Introduction.
Operated on one case of appendicitis with inadequate anesthesia. I had only a few meager vials of Novocaine to give the soldier, but he never groaned once during the entire procedure. He even smiled to encourage me. The Diary of Dung Thuy Trum begins on April 8, 1968, just 2 months after the Tet Offensive. She is 25 years old, the chief physician at a field hospital in the mountains of central Vietnam. It's a civilian clinic, but she treats mainly sick and wounded soldiers. Sometimes large North Vietnamese Army or Main Force guerrilla units pass by, leaving as many as 80 patients in her thatched roof hospital. Sometimes she walks many miles through the rugged mountains or down to the lowlands to care for the wounded on the field of battle. She also trains young people to be health practitioners in Duc Pho, the district she has been assigned to in Quang Nai province. When Thuy arrived from Hanoi the year before, fresh out of medical school, her superiors had hesitated before sending her to the isolated clinic. Small and slight with a pale complexion, she was a city girl who had grown up in relatively privileged circumstances. Her father was a surgeon at St. Paul's Hospital, her mother a lecturer at the Hanoi School of Pharmacology and one of the leading experts on the use of Vietnamese medicinal plants. Her parents weren't rich, no one in North Vietnam at the time was. But they were cultured people who filled their small house on Giang Vo Street in Hanoi.